could significant playmaker watch. Rear, it's not so ugly head for the Steelers now in 2025. We know they were on the goal line with Brandon Ayuk. We know they got DK Metcalf. I think we all think the Steelers could upgrade again at wide receiver. I think Calvin Austin, a nice number three. Nice piece in the slot. Well, Terry McLaurin, he's requested a trade from the Commanders. They've bungled that situation real bad. Now, it could be a negotiation strategy a la Brandon Ayuk, which ultimately got Brandon Ayuk paid in the place that he preferred to stay for a team that he fancied a Super Bowl contender. Perhaps Terry McLaurin is just using this as leverage. If so, good on you. I think that's pretty good business. Should he get traded, though, I'm all over it if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers. For this year, it helps you. Terry McLaurin's a really good player.
Very good. Consistent.
Good route runner.
Yep.
Runs away from people. Every year, he's putting up 1,000 yards. Steelers, I just looked. It depends on where you look. SpotRack's got him at $33 million in cap space. My own calculations had him about $25, $27 million in cap space. Either way, they can make it happen. Bring Terry McLaurin in here. I've gone to a bunch of different sports books to see which team has the best odds to acquire him. Now, the Commanders are still minus 250 to keep him. Patriots next at plus 450. They've got a ton of cap space still. Raiders plus 500. Titans plus 1,100. Chargers plus 1,100. Jets plus 1,300. Browns plus 1,400. Steelers plus 1,500. Vegas always knows.
Uh-huh.
Those are some long odds, though. Omar Khan has... He's wheeled and dealed, man, since he got into office. He's making a call on Scary Terry, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. I think he already has.
You think that would be a good move?
Yes. I think that makes him an instant contender this year. Instantly. Even with the tackle situation. But the reason why I would make a call, and I would be definitely interested, is because he's probably looking for a longer-term deal, right? Let's say 4 years?
Sure.
4 years.
Let's say it's exactly the DK Metcalf deal.
What did he get, five?
5 years, 150.
If you get the Zach, if you get that deal, you're going to tell me that you have DK Metcalf and Terry McLaurin potentially for 4 years, 4 or 5 years, with a rookie quarterback? Like, you're planning for now and the future. Like, that checks two boxes. I mean, big boxes.
And you're not paying a quarterback for 4 years.
Exactly. You're going to have to find a receiver at some point next year, probably.
Yep.
That checks two big boxes for now and the future.
The question obviously now is, all right, what would it take to get him? And you're not going to give up a 2026 first round pick.
No.
I don't think you can give up a 2027 first round pick either. Because I think you might need both to get your quarterback.
Right.
Because they position themselves to be too good to be in the bottom 10 of the league to get a quarterback in that top 10 unless they jump up like the Chiefs did to get Patrick Mahomes from 27 to 10. And in order to do that, they had to move multiple first-round picks.
I'm giving up possibly a second round in Calvin Austin. I'm packaging Calvin Austin with a pick. Because Calvin Austin, we already think he's going to be lost in the shuffle now.
Right.
With the personnel that they're probably going to roll out there. I mean, he'd definitely be lost in the shuffle if Terry McLaurin's here. Like, he wouldn't even get a touch.
Would you do it if they needed an edge? Because they do need an edge. Would you flip a Highsmith one for one? I don't know that that gets it done. We're just spitballing here. Would you do a Herbig in a pick?
Yes.
I'd do a Herbig in a pick in a second.
I have Jack Sawyer.
You got the Jack.
I think Jack Sawyer is going to be a really good player. I don't know how much playing time he's going to get, but when he does, it's going to be significant, his production. I think he's going to be a very good NFL player, and I feel really good about his future as the Steelers. Now, there's still time to tell. Don't know the full body of work, clearly, because he's very new and rookie, but I would respect that if it was an edge, even maybe going as far as Highsmith.
The Steelers get knocked all the time, and for good reason, over the course of the last... gestures wildly, you know, last decade plus, they have not done a great job of drafting and developing corners. We'll see what happens with Joey Porter. I think, obviously, he's been pretty good. Although didn't take a huge step this last year. They deserve benefit of the doubt on what they've done with edge rushers. Like Alex Highsmith's a third-round pick. Herbig is, pound for pound, as a pass rusher, one of the better ones in the league. Look at Pro Football Focus. Just use your eyes. Like, as a situational pass rusher, really good at his job. I have a lot of faith that Jack Sawyer is going to be good, too, for those reasons. Plus, we got to meet him, talk with him, experience his vibe at the softball game. I think he's going to be a good one, man.
Yeah, for real.
Yes,
definitely.
And they do develop that position well. Lest we forget, man, T.J. Watt, the 30th pick in the draft, too. T.J. Watt did not come here as a sure thing, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. So they know what they're doing at edge. If it took parting with an edge to get Terry McLaurin, and then your rookie quarterback comes in next year, and he looks around, and, oh, shoot, I get to throw the ball to D.K. Metcalf and Terry McLaurin and Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth.
Man, and come on.
You're in a great position for that guy to get into the league and hit the ground running.
They immediately become top three, maybe top skill position in the league.
Yeah, I don't think it takes much.
Because, like, I mean, you're passing Cincinnati because of the tight end situation, if you're talking about skill players.
I think their two guys are so good that I have...
Terry McLaurin and DK Metcalf, that is pushing it.
I have a hard time going that far. Just because I think Chase is so above and beyond anybody else in the league, save for Jefferson. But yeah, you're right there.
Close.
You were right there. Close. And why did Burrow have success immediately? And I understand he was 1-1. But he came into a great situation. And that the line has been bad. But he does have those great skill position guys, and they put up points. Terry McLaurin, to your point, look at what he helped Jaden Daniels do last year. And that's what you got to be thinking about. Yeah, it helps this year. It helps big time this year. Sure, and you're going for it. And you would actually have to part from some futures, which is something that they haven't done this offseason. But you're also now following in the footsteps, as odd as it is to say, and as hard as it is, clearly, for me to say, in that Commander's mold, quarterback, rookie, let's go.
Yep.
See what we can do here. Mm-hmm.